Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Oh, y'all, good news today. Dolly Parton made a surprise public appearance at the grand opening of Dolly's Tennessean travel stop in Cornersville.
I'm sure some might be wondering why I wanted a truck stop. Well, I couldn't leave it to Beavers. I had to throw my squirrely little self in there.
Yeah, she had to throw her squirrely little self in there. Y'all, her last public appearance was in March for the season opening of Dollywood. So that was kind of a moment. Prince William is a billionaire and is actually richer than his dad, King Charles. Lionel Richie had to cut his performance short to go to the hospital on Wednesday night after getting dizzy on stage.
What I have learned about my years of being in the business, when you are feeling dizzy, sit your down. I want you to know, that's the first time in the history of Dancing on the Ceiling I've done it sitting down.
His shows tonight and tomorrow had to be postponed so he can rest. Mickey Rourke was spotted walking the streets without his dentures, y'all. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding will reportedly be a multi-day event, and Travis Kelce's father, Ed, recently commented about his son's upcoming wedding to Taylor, referencing daughter-in-law Kylie Kelce.
I am super excited. She is a sweetheart that is truly the girl next door, just like Kylie.
Yeah, just like Kylie. About 100 people will gather at Madison Square Garden on July 2nd. The day before the big event, with more than 1,000 people in attendance. This is reportedly, okay? I have a feeling they're all going to fly to Paris and disappear. Anyway, Eddie Murphy is getting his own Shrek spinoff in 2028.
Hey, Magic Mirror, who's the fairest of them all?
Why, Shrek, of course.
Yeah. So the title, at least for now, is Donkey, which I'm very excited about. The Rolling Stones released two more tracks from their upcoming album, Foreign Tongues. Okay, so here's part of Jealous Lover. Please wait through the verse, because the verse is Mick doing falsetto and it's not that great. But listen to the verse, because, or the chorus, because it has background vocals from Stevie Winwood. Yeah, it recovers itself with the chorus. Jealous Lover is part of the full album that will be out on July the 10th. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has invited 529 new members to join its 2026 class, including actors Jenna Ortega, Tiana Taylor, and Jacob Elordi. Speaking of Jacob Elordi, the search for the next James Bond is heating up.
Bond. James Bond.
Yeah, so Jacob Elordi, Harris Dickinson, and Callum Turner all fit the profile that producers say they're seeking. Amazon MGM Studios hopes to have their Bond selected by year's end, with production targeting a 2027 start. And a dirt alert. Okay, so Ariana Grande is getting, you know, snaps. Online, after casually brushing off an accidental wardrobe malfunction on Instagram. I'm talking to you. See you standing over there with your body. Yeah, so she posted a photo dump to her 363 million followers, which included a shot of her kind of crouching down beside a service dog in a red gingham dress, and it was gapping in the front. So you can imagine that she was visibly exposed through the gap. And she's like, eh, whatever. So I don't blame her. Whatever. You've seen them before. Not necessarily hers, but you know what I'm saying. Not that big of a deal. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust.
What can I say except you're welcome?